How would you describe the art of dancing? Are the moves in sequence or the intention behind the action enough? When we're in the moment, the action we describe simply feels good or fun. Dancing, working, playing, even something sublime like loving, are called participles in the English language. From the root word referring to something participatory, providing meaning to one's actions is a relational experience. The act doesn't mean much unless you can demonstrate it in a way that helps you connect to someone else. There's an indescribable quality of being that defies all language when you want to connect with another through dance, art, speech, love. It is transcendent, meaning the experience moves beyond the action itself and the connection is elevated. This is what we call in Judaism kedusha, or holiness. We also call whatever participles described meaningfully and powerfully this way as being spiritual. Some of us grow uncomfortable when using a word like spiritual or spirituality. We tend to dismiss the potential for a transcendent experience if the action doesn't reinforce an immediate and positive response. The irony of the spiritual, but not religious person is that the act of defining a spiritual experience becomes tedious. Speaking of spirituality as a reward for witnessing a beautiful act of nature or receiving the benefit of another's genuine kindness without consistent practice and commitment reduces the encounter to something functional and sterile. It becomes transactional. Our current concept of spiritual leadership is similarly challenged. We look to our leaders to provide a concrete, verifiable experience that is too often measured in rates of satisfaction. That bar mitzvah blessing was so moving. That sermon was truly thought-provoking. That musical rendition of the prayers moved me to tears. Where we look for a relationship, we find our likes and tastes becoming the language of connection, rather than the act itself. A generation ago, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel outlined the spiritual dilemma of modernity. His observations are no less acute today than when he diagnosed them in 1953. He said, "Spiritual issues cannot be solved by administrative techniques. The issue is not how to fill buildings but how to inspire hearts, how to inspire souls to enter an hour of spiritual concentration in the presence of God. To be spiritual is to be connected. To be connected is to experience the ways of being, like dancing and loving, as they are shared with others. To share an experience with another in which you both experience something transcendent is what spiritual leaders are called to help others create. Being seen by the other in the act of playing, working, struggling, even achieving is a fundamental desire. It feels amazing to be seen, and can be confusing if it isn't connected to some greater purpose. Dancing to entertain is beautiful. Rhythmically dancing with a partner is holy. The experience is transformational, and when we want to define it as good or fun, it is enduring. The good feelings change us. The fun is life-affirming. Spiritual leadership as it ought to be is best defined as the art of facilitating transformation, or the experience of moving from the immediate to encounter what feels like something timeless. This art form is not the domain of charismatic personalities alone. Excellent communication skills are a necessary prerequisite, and the desire to help others communicate well is the singular purpose of a spiritual leader. The leader asks, "Might we be able to better communicate in ways that transcend this complicated moment?" Excellent communication begins by seeing the person as they are and honoring the place where they stand, recognizing that the goal is to transform you both in the connection. Whatever is shared between leader and seeker isn't pedantic or instructive. It's supportive and uplifting. More than the intentional act of seeing others and being seen, spiritual leaders offer a vocabulary, often a reflection in text or music or even silence, to help create a connection. This is what the great 20th century theologian, Mordecai Kaplan, identified as behaving in his triad of religious identity: belonging, behaving, and believing. Behavior with purpose and a vocabulary to communicate that purpose leads to transcendent connection. This is what effective spiritual leaders model: a path to belief where we all can be transformed, where we all can grow. It has been the mission of the Academy for Jewish Religion California, AJRCA, to cultivate the voice of the spiritual leader so they may help us transform our world. We recognize that individual seekers, communities of families, and the broader organizational ecosystem of the Jewish world need compassionate, wise, and skillful translators of tradition to help us connect with each other and grow together. As the world around us continues to transform in stunning and awe-inspiring ways, our future leaders will be competent and caring guides for us to communicate our experiences with wisdom and compassion. Jews and Judaism have lovingly and painstakingly carried the burden of this sacred connection for millennia. It is built into the name we use to describe the Infinite One. YHVH is the quintessential participle of timeless and eternal connection. It embodies what was, what is, and what will be in one compact, holy, and transcendent word. Everything that lives has the capacity to be spiritual in any given moment, as the psalmist praises, Kol ha neshama tahalo yah. Let all that breathes give praise, our leaders are those who model the way. Let us find ways to dance together again. Rabbi Joshua Hoffman is AJRCA President and CEO.